After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We are back with the finale of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta Season 7. It's episode 16. We're discussing several violent, non-violent events, a ladies' brunch, and Tommy's return. So you guys got to tune in right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
Hey.
I want you, and I need you.
Listen. Hey. All right, guys, we are back with another episode of Love and Hip Hop.
And it's the last one.
Hey.
I know.
Hey.
And so right now, for those of you who can't see us, we are listening to Drake with a little bit of City Girls. Free JT, y'all. Free JT. How about that?
Right.
Okay. Who we got on the panel with us today besides myself, Richie Scott? Who's back with us today?
Miss Conversation Piece, I'm so happy to be back, and it's almost over. So
I know we missed you.
You're giving us Spice vibes tonight.
Oh, yes.
With the blue hair. What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Kayla Renee. Super excited to be here.
We're excited to have you back. Can we get a little bit more of that Drake real quick? Listen, this makes you want to do a little twerk or something, okay?
Drake,
give me a little bit of New Orleans bounce right there.
Hey!
Whoa!
I can't even start the show.
Producer's vibing with us right now.
All right, y'all, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are discussing, once again, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta Season 7, Episode 16. We are heading into the finale next week. And so, well, actually the reunion next week.
Yeah,
we're discussing the finale tonight. Let me get some overall thoughts. What did you guys think about this particular finale overall? How did you feel? How did you feel about the season in general? I want to know it all.
First of all, I'm glad it's over.
Oh!
It was a good show for TV, you know, some entertainment or whatever, but I'm ready for Hollywood, y'all. I'm ready.
Hollywood. She's Hollywood, y'all.
We know about the Hollywood stuff.
Well, Atlanta's my favorite franchise, but all these new people, they just didn't make the cut for me. So I think they should go.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Let's revamp the cast.
I'm like, okay.
Maybe, because I feel like even like with Young Jock at the end, he's like, yeah, I'm about to open up this salon. I'm like, you just want to be here to talk about your salon. You're not here because he was just...
Did we even see the salon at all in any of the season? I thought that was...
We seen the construction of it.
All right, so you just said something real interesting. Which one of these new people, which would y'all cut? Like, who wouldn't make the cut?
Is it just one? Can it be several?
It could be several. Like,
can it be several?
It could be several. And for this is a fun little game. Y'all play too. We want to know in the live chat what y'all think too before we get into touching on the topics. Who would you not invite back? Because we had a lot of new people.
Okay, so who's not going to invite back? Keely?
Definitely.
Jasmine?
Definitely.
Who else?
Please throw Sugar Daddy Tobias in that group.
I don't know, because, I mean, we want Spice to have some love, and I kind of like, not Spice, Tokyo, we want her to have love, so I kind of like Tokyo.
Yeah, I feel like Tokyo can stay, but just take her love interest out of it.
Never mind, I'm not going to go there.
Because, like, remember, she was like, she was really on there for, like, her music, so it was like, I feel like we barely heard her music, it was towards the end, like, that's when she started doing little showcases and little pop-up events or whatever, but it was like, wasn't she on there for her music, or was her whole storyline Tobias?
Well, we heard more from her than we did from Erica, who was talking crap to Stevie about... Mm-hmm. Her situation.
Yeah.
And remember when they sat down and then she was like, oh, this is my first time seeing you perform. We're like, we never seen you perform.
Okay.
So.
But yeah, we can send Erica back to New York though.
Ooh.
I keep Erica for the franchise, but I'd send her back to New York, not in Atlanta. And Atlanta wasn't for her.
No, it's not.
It was an odd fit. It was definitely.
Just, it didn't fit.
I probably would send her back too, because I mean, I like her, but I just don't necessarily know if this franchise, I mean, this particular city was for her.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Estelita can go as well with her.
Oh.
Yes, I'm done with Estelita. Really? With her fake wanting to be fighting people. Like, why was you so mad at the picnic? Like, you just want to stay on the show.
Hold that thought, because we're going to touch on that.
We got a lot of questions.
In that portion. Interestingly enough, I didn't mind this finale. You know, it was kind of nice the way they wrapped everything
up. Yeah, it was a real nice wrap.
And, fun fact, if y'all heard that Lila James song that was playing at the end.
Yes.
I was in that video.
Oh.
I played her leading man in that video.
What?
I did.
Why did we use that for the song of the night?
I ain't want to.
We got a little celebrity on our panel, y'all.
Just so y'all know, so y'all check out Lila James. I forget the name of the song. But it's a beautiful song, actually. She was awesome. That was a nice little song.
Yeah. Wow.
I was like, oh, snap. They gonna show the video.
You more love hip hop than some of these people on the cast.
Oh,
at least we actually heard the music.
Boom, that part. dang. Okay. Well, on that note, guys, we're gonna be touching on tonight the ladies' brunch.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about Tommy's return. Obviously, we have two non-violent events that turned violent. And then we're going to talk about how they wrap things up. And, of course, we got some news and gossip. And we're going to play everyone's favorite game, Guess That Bar.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry.
That we continuously get wrong. Right.
You know, it's usually a fail for us, but it's fun for her. So we're going to play it again, you know, just for you guys. So you guys got to stick around till the end because you got to get all that good stuff, okay?
Definitely.
Cool. So let's talk about this ladies' brunch. And the reason I want to talk about this for me is because I noticed something that seemed very odd.
What you notice, Richie?
In Texas, Estelita got all riled up about Sierra.
Okay.
But tonight, unless I missed some type of resolution that happened, some type of real resolution, because she even brought Stevie into it, Stevie got into it with BK. How was they so cool tonight?
I was wondering the same thing. I kind of seen that, and I was like, oh, is that Sierra sitting across from Estelita? Like, did this
and they just
not
talking like then? Nothing happened. I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. I thought it was just me. You wasn't the only one. I'm definitely still trying to figure that out. But I was just like, well, maybe they kind of put their issues to the side because it was all about, you know, Stevie and the situation that was at hand. But
it was real aggressive, though. Like,
it was. That's why I brought it up, because it was so aggressive. It even had a break-off fight with Stevie and BK, so I'm kind of like, y'all just
whatever
not,
happened,
nobody,
right?
Because you had your dude come check, what's his
BK,
name?
BK. Yeah.
Right.
So you obviously had a problem.
Boom, that part. So where the problem at?
She was scared.
Stevie probably went
back
home.
She wasn't no security at Mimi's house.
Stevie went back home and said he handled it, and she probably wasn't thinking about it no more.
Is that Mimi's real house?
No, I think these are like Airbnbs. Because I think at some point, I wouldn't want nobody to know where I lived at. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing. This is what I don't get. Like, and I know they do this out here for Hollywood. Mona, I'm sorry. We know. Because it don't be nothing in the house. Nothing in the apartment.
Nothing.
It's a blank slate. And I'm like, y'all think we're going to, like, could y'all not dress the set?
These is open houses.
Now, you know, last season, Young Jock had a treehouse. So, you know, that's an Airbnb.
He's just a bunch of.
And then he had a boathouse. Where happened to the boathouse?
We ain't seen none of that.
The boathouse left.
Sank. Like the Titanic.
Like the love boat.
So the brunch is basically to catch, I guess, Sierra up on all the details of what happened that she missed at the showcase.
Yeah.
It's just a mess.
And it was funny how, like, once that she heard Keely showed up, she was like, I'm glad I wasn't there. Like, sis, that was the only thing that kept you away. Like, you wasn't thinking about a round two with Estelita again either.
Right.
None of that was her concern, but everything else was.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Estelita's special. She's never even had grits or cheese eggs. That's what she said, you know.
We didn't mention one cast member, though.
Oh.
We did not mention. Oh, my gosh. She has not.
She what definitely she, was like, I've never had she, cheese in my eggs. What? Sis, how you eat eggs?
She lying. She is lying. You're lying. Anyway.
I can't believe she ain't never had grits, though.
Just Brittany. Oh. We didn't mention her when y'all was talking about the cast members to cut. Do we keep or cut her?
Cut.
Because she was at the, and I'm bringing this up because she was at the showcase that they were catching Sierra up on. So I just wanted to, we never touched on her, and we didn't even see her this episode.
I was going to say, they didn't even give her like a little sum it up, little summary clip type of thing.
Yeah, I think she's out. But after I saw her perform, that was my decision. She's out.
Wait, the last performance when she was talking about, usually people are quiet when I perform. Okay, yeah, no, yeah. It was time to go after that one. Yeah.
Not loving hip hop? No. She not hip hop.
She need to go back to Signed or whatever the show was that she was on at first. Did that she made win her... that show? Yeah, she actually.
I feel like
got
she won,
little...
but in my mind, I'm like, not with the material that you came to this show with.
She got that like independent contract with WMG, so I was just like, oh, Rick Ross.
Where's the artist development, Rick? Rosé.
Y'all know who y'all should have had on there? My girl Audra the rapper. She was, I think, at one point in time working with Rick Ross and his whole enterprise or whatever. Oh, wow. But she actually was on Sisterhood of Hip Hop for one season. Okay. She's the real deal. She's the real deal. Okay, so X all that. Since we're talking about the ladies, let's talk about Tommy's return. Going kind of out of order with the episode, but I felt like it wasn't
that booty.
I don't know. First of all, what y'all think about Tommy's returning? Do we want her to come back next season or not?
I didn't bring Tommy back.
She can't. Yeah, we want Tommy to come back. Yeah. She came back with a bang already with her booty out. She was like, let me show up and show them what they missing over here, you know?
I don't know if we was missing that. She could have saved that outfit for a different occasion.
That
in my mind, I was like, are these chaps?
They look like it's some little biker chaps that I just didn't know. It was like BMX bike meets cowboys on the ranch.
It was so much, but I love her.
But the prayer, Lord, on the way to the...
In the car.
The prayer.
If that wasn't the most ratchet prayer, God was probably looking down like,
She trying.
She
said she hadn't even had a drink since rehab or wherever she went.
Can you do that with an alcohol monitor on? Like...
She has a monitor.
I feel like when I've seen photos of her these days, it looks like she has a little bracelet on her ankle. And I know it ain't no fashion statement.
Is that alcohol monitor or is that like a, you got to stay in the house? What is that thing? Like a house arrest? But I mean, it's like, well, she's like out on the town. So I mean,
as long as you're back
is,
by a certain time, then you can go.
And you can only go a certain perimeter too. Like this could be a little thing that's around the corner from her house. Like, let's go outside and take some pictures.
OMG. So let's play a fun little game.
All right, a little bit. We got two games tonight?
We got games upon games upon games. I just came up with it.
Okay.
Based upon what you guys heard of the Spice and Tommy single, would you sign Tommy to your label? This goes for you guys too.
I would sign Tommy because, I mean, she's the cookie cutter version of a female rapper. She had a big booty, big boobs. She cute and she crazy. So
okay.
If
good publicity,
the conversation has spoken.
If Tommy was brought to Kayla Renee management, first of all, we'd have to see a live performance. I'd need to see how you are live. We can't hear you over a recorded track.
It's so official.
We can't hear you rappers on a recorded track.
Do that.
Second of all, we're gonna need to work on some artist development, like you were talking about, because the outfit wasn't it for me. I don't know what would be her demographic. Like, are you targeting 18 to 35 year olds?
How does she?
I think she has to be, I think, like 32, maybe. Okay. 30s, early 30s. Yeah. I don't know, late 20s, early 30s. But it's like, who would be her demographic? Because it's like, we already got a Cash Doll. We already got a Nikki. We already got a Remy. Mm. Anyway.
I'm on the fence.
To go to my answer, probably not. We'd have, like, she'd probably have to get some more development going on. Like, she'd be like a prospect. Like, okay. I'd be like, okay, we'd have our eye on her, you know what I mean? But signing on the dot, like, here at the spot, no.
I might sign her. Let me tell you why. Because I feel like she has a
story. She's a
liability. No, I would sign her. But I feel like she has a story. People like a come-up story. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I feel like she has that. So it's kind of like an odds against her type situation.
Yeah.
But I would have to team her with some ghostwriters. I would. No joke. And some dope producers. Like, that would be really it. I mean, feel like...
It worked for Cardi. Could work for Tommy.
But see, wasn't Tommy trying to work with Sean Garrett, too, at one point? Or, like, Jazzy Faye? One of the, like, big-name producers, I think, on the show was, like, trying to work with her, but never, like,
let's
never
just
did.
Say no on all of those. Because whenever somebody work with them, when they get on this show, the music never comes out.
That's true. That's definitely true. We never hear any
of that. Get with Mike Will,
you know,
maybe.
And interestingly, Cardi B actually said the same thing. She said she wouldn't put any of her music or her working on her music while she was on the show because she felt like when people did that, their music never came out.
Oh, you that's see true. How they did a little snippet of it and then they cut it? So that yeah. that might be true.
Who knows?
Y'all, we have some actually some viewers right now that's tuning into us. So,
well, let me give them a little announcement. Yeah, so hey, definitely. All you After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows from drama, reality TV, science fiction, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, all you on the live feed right now, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of talk. Thank you guys
so much. Boom, boom, boom. And speaking of those comments, let's hear it.
So we have a couple people in here. So we have Trini Boy 27. That's B-W-O-Y. So that's boy. Like,
why?
You gotta
he must know Spice. He know about
First
Spice.
First of all, I think he's saying Richie is so fine with a capital F right now, child. Look.
Richie?
I
mean... Dollars? Richie?
He's actually thinking us. Love and Hip Hop is ridiculous. Oh, you? He's happy. I know, Richie, yeah. Oh. Look, he's happy we're keeping us informed. He's also asking, Tommy is an artist now? We have Larry Saxton in here who says no, he would not sign Tommy. Trini Boy came back again and says A&R will definitely have to work on Tommy heavily to get that career off the ground.
We got some opinions, y'all.
And that he's been a loyal AfterBuzz follower for years. So thank you.
Thank you. So the people are speaking.
Yes. Tune in right now, you guys. Yes. We want to hear more.
We need more music, Tommy. I think that's the only way we'll be able to like really solidify your career is if we get more music, okay?
I think we can all agree
on that. So, you know, Tommy has basically apologized for her sort of violent ways with this whole appearance in the video clip. However, we have several cast members who don't necessarily know how to act in non-violent situations.
Ooh, child, the ghetto.
So let's boom, that part.
I can say this. If Tommy can turn over a new leaf, these guys need to get it together. I don't know.
Well, let's talk about it. So let's get into old girl's baby shower.
Jessica Down.
Definitely happy for her. Everybody came in the Atlanta white finest to this Ponderosa.
Yeah, how did Delicious end up in there? I don't understand.
I was like, is this the introduction to a new cast member? Because I was
no,
like,
I think it was Big Booty Strippers Unite.
Oh, like, that's what happened.
Let me tell you something. I feel like she's gonna be on next season.
She don't got nothing else to do.
She really don't. I could see her in like Bernice Burgos or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like some people who just in the industry but don't really do nothing, but they would end up on there. Yeah, I could see her actually.
We know a lot of those people. but this is not about us. The main event really was the showdown between Stevie and Sean.
Why did Sean get so mad,
why.
Though?
Okay, look, I'm
I don't
like,
know why
what?
Sean got so mad because, I mean, Stevie was very calm. He asked him, you know, hey, what did you say to Erica? And I feel like, one, Sean was being messy because, like he said, why you got to go back and tell her, can she sing? Like, he could have just been like, okay, let's get started in the studio. Can we warm up your vocals? Let me hear something. You know what I'm saying? And then if she could sing, she could sing. If she can't, she can't. Why you gotta be messy?
Yeah. And see, me and Richie was talking about it last week. Like, Sean Garrett is actually, like, a credible person in the industry. Like, he's written hits, like, has hits. You know what I mean? So it's like, for him to kind of work with Erica and then go back on some shadiness, hopefully it wasn't, like, for the storyline. Because I don't even see Sean Garrett, like, risking his career and, like, his credibility for somebody who really can't sing like that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm wondering too, like, how come he didn't get her in some little vocal warm-ups to, because even we've seen it a little bit when she was doing that boot camp with Jazzy Faye, and it was like, her vocals wasn't all the way there. And
like, if all these producers are passing you by, it might be you.
Jazzy. What you gotta say, Richie? Okay.
Sean.
I got two things to say. One, what if he said it like, yo, like, the word on the street is you can't really sing, so is this a good idea for us to work together? I mean, he could have been on some real type, like, yo, like, what's up? He could have done. I mean, I don't know how this went down, but in my mind, I'm trying to figure out, like, why would he be so messy?
Well, because Sean was apologetic. Remember, he was like, "Hey, straight up, I did tell her what you said or whatever," and I felt like it was kind of, I don't know if he felt it was disrespectful on Stevie's end or whatever. But he was like, "Yeah, I told her that you said she couldn't sing or whatever," and then that's when Stevie is like. Why you go back and run your mouth type of thing? Like, now I got an issue with you because now she's in my DMs talking all of this, calling me out my name and stuff like that. Got my daughter involved. So it's like, all of this comes back to you.
It was messy because, first of all, why can't you just ask her to sing?
I mean, you are correct. Listen, at the end of the day, really, he probably should not have said it, right?
Yeah.
But, yo, I mean, I feel like if somebody came up to me about that situation, I felt like Sean could have handled it differently. Like, yeah. I would have just been like, yeah, I told her, you know.
He could have called Stevie on, like, a different, you know what I mean?
But, I mean, it would have just been that. Like, if you came to me with this, so you're going to have to do the talking about this issue. Because otherwise, I don't have an issue. You got one.
Right. He said it. I mean, he did say it. But like you said, Sean, why did you get so mad?
Just don't get in my face.
Right, don't get mad. I don't think Stevie was in his face.
But that's what I'm saying. So if somebody's not in your space, it's like you on the other side of the table, like, it ain't got to be that type of situation.
That's why I say he's messy, because he must have been saying a little more than that.
He definitely had to be saying more, because it's like, if you were a real producer and heard Erica sing, one, the way she was talking to Stevie was like, she has some Jennifer Hudson vocals, Beyonce, like, she was just slaying us to the gods, ripping off edges with her vocals, and she not. Like, and she wasn't, so it's like, you can't come out the gate barking and doing all this stuff or whatever when you have nothing to back it up, sis. Like, you have no track out now that we're bumping on some number one billboards, nothing Kiki, right now.
Hold on. Love me? Are you ready?
That leads me to our second, would you sign this artist?
No.
Hold on.
No, thank you.
Hold on. Before you answer, listen, hear me out. Boom, that part. But hear me out. Okay, so this is for y'all too and the people. Would you sign Erica Mena as an artist on your record label? And you got to tell me if you would or would not. You got to tell us why.
No.
I'll take no for $200.
She cannot sing. She cannot even Milli Vanilli. We're good. I'm good. Love and joy.
You know, we played a clip of her.
Oh my God, that took me out.
And okay, so just so you guys, if you're going to really play this game effectively with us, you guys got to go back to last week's episode, because we played a clip of one of her songs.
Oh my God, Richie. That's...
from back in the day. So you got, listen, this is incentive to watch our stuff, okay? So you got to go back and listen to that song. Today. So now, listen. Back to you. Would you sign this artist?
Like I said, I'm going to take no for $200, Alex. Probably.
Why?
Probably because it's not there. I just feel like, one, you're going to be popping off at other artists at different showcases and events that I'm going to bring you to. I don't need you popping off with other artists' daughters and stuff. She's going to be fighting with Adonis Drake's son at the next event. We can't have that. So, we can't have that, no. I'm going to pass on Erica and hope the best for her.
I'm leaving this set.
Thank you for your services.
I'm leaving the set after that one.
Man, over here, y'all give me crying.
Well, you know, grown men acting up at a baby shower. What more can we expect? So I want to transition from one nonviolent violent event to the next. We got to talk about Shooters Event. Listen, this event started off violent in the planning stages.
Yes.
When Sierra shows up and
gets a marker thrown in her head.
A marker.
A highlighter at that. A highlighter.
Like, Keely, you couldn't contain yourself for like 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
She lied when she was telling them about it. She was like, yeah, she came in all aggressive. No, she didn't. She didn't even walk in.
She had a casual stroll around the corner.
I felt threatened. First of all,
like Permit Patty.
Listen, right.
Ready to call somebody too.
First of all, listen, I have nothing against Sierra. I really don't. But how would you feel threatened by this woman? Like, Sierra seems like as harmless as like a puppy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that purse was hard though. That forehead on the, yeah.
I forgot.
That was buckle, good. That, you know, those Gucci purse had a big buckle on the front. She probably got hit with that buckle.
That was
buckle.
A reach. Like, and just like strung it all the way across. I felt that. I was like, oh, I was sitting at the house like, whoa, my head, hold on.
Throwing purses was a theme of season 7. Okay.
Wait, because didn't she throw her purse at, oh my God, I forgot the girl's name.
That was Tokyo. Cheating. Tokyo threw her purse too.
Tokyo did too, but Sierra did last season when she found out Shooter was messing with her assistant, remember? And then they met up and then she like threw her purse at the girl at the restaurant. So I was like, I think it's a thing for Sierra to throw her purse at somebody.
She got a lot of stuff in her purse. You know what?
It's definitely weighted because I'm like, she doing damage with them purses.
Oh, Sierra. Okay, so then the next altercation that we have at this event is Erica versus Rich Dollaz, who has made his return to Atlanta, and Stevie J. What do we make of this encounter?
First of all, did Stevie J have a fake cigar? Because it was like he was smoking it, but it looked plastic.
I kind of wonder, girl, because I think everything is props at this point. Like, we got Airbnbs, we got fake cigars. It's all right. Like, we got the special effects crew on standby.
Yeah, Creep Squad. first of all, he came back trying to check Eric like he never did. Like, I don't know. I don't know what was the point.
I was so over Rich Dollaz and his 5 minutes of fame because it was like he came back like, how you gonna act like I never did nothing for you? Erica was like,
but you where didn't. You
been? Like, she had been engaged to Bow Wow for like 2.5 years, I think. Then it was like now she in a fresh new relationship with like some rapper guy. And then I think she was dealing with somebody else like before Bow Wow, I think. So it was just like, I don't even think it was Rich. So I'm like, what? Where? Like, how long ago was Rich?
I
was
him following like, her to the car was just like, what is this really, about? Really
the only easy, thing Rich easy. Did for her was put her on Love & Hip Hop. He took the song, gave it to Olivia.
That was embarrassing.
What else did he do? Put her on Love & Hip Hop.
But I don't even feel like he put her on Love & Hip Hop. I feel like she put herself on there by fighting Kim Bella back in the day.
That's true.
But she was on there because she was dating Rich.
Look, at this point, I think at this point, Erica needs to be singing her own song of Where Do We Go From Here?
Like, I don't want to hear that.
Well, that's Olivia's song now.
Oh, yeah, look, Olivia's song.
Maybe she, maybe Erica should rap.
I was thinking that. Sing rap. People do it all the time.
She should do a little Fergie or something.
What? No.
Speaking of song, let's play Guess That Bar.
Oh, is it this time? This time
is
of the
that
evening?
Time? Yes.
Talk to him.
Yes. So, oh, Guess God. That Bar. If you guys haven't been tuning in each and every week, is the game where I read the lyrics to a song in monotone, and my lovely co-host here guess it, but they never do. So just stay tuned. You can leave a comment in the live chat or on the YouTube video and let me know if you guess.
Wait, I actually got one right last week. Remember, I got Neo.
Oh, you did. You did. Okay. I mean, hide this so you can't.
I'm one for two, I think. Mm.
I got one right too the week before.
Okay, one out of 37. Oh, sorry. Yeah, let me get to it. Okay, so.
All right, I'm ready. Got my game face on.
Are you really ready?
I'm trying.
Look, I'm going to try.
I'm not.
All right, let me get give you. All right, I'm gonna give you an easy one. Let's see. No, the fight's out. I'm gonna punch your lights
Ludicrous.
Out. Get the bat, guard your grill. There's something wrong. We can't stay still.
We gotta say the song title, right? Huh.
I've been drinking. I've been busting too. I've been thinking of busting you.
Oh no!
Fight's out.
You ain't gotta get out the way. Light.
Move, yeah.
Yay! Okay.
Hey. Been thinking of busting. Why was I like 15? Real thought I was real head.
Boom. Okay. We winning. Let's stop.
All right. So you're having my baby, and it means so much to me. There's nothing more precious than to raise a family. If there's any doubt in your mind that you can count on me, I'll never let you down.
Is it Jodeci?
Yes. Y'all can get on it.
Look, I'm like, what?
So I can't remember the name of the
so
song.
So you're having my baby.
That one.
Now, y'all can't sing the song.
Oh, look. See, I had to think about it. I had to take a minute.
It's Forever My Lady, y'all.
Oh, well, yes, we had it half
so
right.
You're having my baby. Okay.
This is for a dime in her boo.
You gotta get that slow body roll.
All right.
We doing good tonight, y'all.
Okay, I did good with the songs. Okay, because I didn't want to leave y'all out there like that on the final episode, so I got you. All right. Something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, talking how about she can make it right. Happiness is when you feel good with somebody, but nothing is wrong with being in love with somebody.
What's the first line again?
Something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is it Kelly Price? Why did I sound like some Ron Isley?
Is it Kelly Price? No,
no. I'm like, what did the Ron Isley busted look?
Busted. Not busted. Hit him.
Hit him.
Hit him with. She
can make it. Oh, okay.
Oh, oh my God. Like, you went back.
I love this song.
Yes. Y'all don't know about this? Y'all don't know nothing about
this.
Hey, I
love Al Green.
Yes. Yeah. We just need some love and happiness on Love and Hip Hop, please. Can we not fight anymore?
Wait, sorry, that y'all. Trini Boy was on it.
Oh, who's that?
Forever My Lady and Love and Happiness. Yeah,
okay.
Like,
boom.
Okay, Trini Boy.
Okay. Well, thank you for allowing us to halfway get the answers right tonight, because these weren't that hard.
I was throwing the lobs, the assists.
Yeah.
And Richie was decking.
You know, and
I think that's what it was. Y'all were by yourselves the other time. Exactly. So now y'all got each other.
Teamwork makes the dream
always
work.
Always makes the dream work.
Okay, so listen, guys. We got a little bit of news and gossip for y'all coming at you.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, as you guys know, next week is the reunion.
Ooh, woo, child the
y'all
ghetto.
Ready for it?
Oh, yeah. I am.
Well, before that, we have an exclusive clip. I want you guys to tune in right now.
I'm excited. Ooh, what do we get to see?
Documented. All right. Documented. Let me see. Let me see. Any lady I help make that money. Okay. That's documentation.
Are you ready?
You do know. You got an expiration date. Look at
Stevie. Stevie.
From the dead. You know what I'm saying? She was in hibernation, like a sleeping bear in New York. She should be on the ground kissing my feet. That's, you know what I mean?
Stevie.
Ooh. I got some good toes. She needed to be kissing me.
Put your shoes back on.
You realize right. After you, Mimi became strictly lesbian. Like, you're nothing to talk about, okay?
Yeah.
She was strictly lesbian,
you know why?
Okay? Because of you.
Because you'll never get a like this again.
Okay. No. Again.
You'll never get this
out
again.
Out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, goofball.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you guys. Let me move on. We're so childish.
We gotta move on. Stevie. What'd you say, Nina? Stevie.
Tell that shut up.
Shut the up before I slap out of you right now on this stage.
This look like Erica got her teeth fixed.
That's what I'm about to say. That super bright teeth.
I'm not doing that.
She gave me Inspector Gadget.
There, shout out to OMFG Reality TV on Instagram for that clip.
Thank you guys for that clip. I can't wait.
What'd you guys think of the reunion? Like, the looks, like, that argument? Like, what'd you guys think?
First of all, I wasn't here for, what's her name? Brittany? Just Brittany?
Oh, I wasn't here for
looking
her.
Looking like Elastigirl at the end. Of
looking
the
like Rogue.
Right?
Yeah. And then
Erica. No, Mystique from X-Men. That's
yes,
who she looked like.
With the short hair. Yes. With the blue. Is that the blue? Yes. That's exactly who she was giving me.
I don't know about those teeth. I mean, is it?
It looks like a different set of teeth in Erica's mouth. But you know who I was here for? For whatever reason, I'm here for whatever Mimi has got going on in this.
You're
race.
Here for the storm.
Okay,
it's something about the whole look about it that I feel like is kind of giving me I like it vibes.
I don't like the fan.
And though. I mean, I like it by Cardi B.
I don't know what the fan is.
Okay. You know what
like
I mean?
Fiesta.
Yeah, it's giving me real vibes, Fiesta. Yeah.
And who is that Kiwi?
That's Kiwi. At the
is
end.
That Kiwi? I'm gonna say I thought
a
that
mess.
Was KK.
Kiwi or KK? Oh,
this is what I mean. Every time we see Kiki, she look older and older and older. And I don't know what it is.
Keely?
Is she needing
that's
makeup
a name.
I was like, wait, Kiki, look. I didn't know
what Keely, I forgot her name. Look. Will she be back next
she
season?
She looks like KK right
there. I want her to go away.
All right. So we didn't talk. We didn't play games. Listen. we didn't talk mad-ish about all of these people. But what I want to know is, what do you guys think about in terms of predictions for the reunion and for the next season?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Next season? That's a whole year from now.
I know, but I want to know where you guys think that this is all going.
Okay, so first of all, hey.
Hey.
Get that motivation music. Hey.
Oh, okay. So what I think is Stevie's daughter will finally get to Erica. Mm-hmm. Tommy will stay clean.
Mm.
And I don't know what else will happen.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think, yeah, for next season, I think Tommy's going to be brought back. I think we're going to be on her whole journey of her getting clean and stuff like that. This reunion special, I can already see maybe like 4 or 5 fights already breaking out. First of all, just from this clip, I can already see that Brittany and Keely probably going to get into it. Mm-hmm. Erica and Stevie clearly have gotten into it. So she's either going to get up and walk away or Stevie probably going to get up and leave. But Estelita, I don't know. She's just sitting there in silence. You better fight for your stepdaughter.
Right,
and,
that's, wait a minute.
Let me ask you a question.
She's on two Estelita different sides on the couch,
sitting beside
Erica.
But it's Erica, then she was sitting Brittany. Beside just Brittany. That's yeah. an odd
that's
another, situation right
yeah,
there.
I don't
that's
understand. Another First odd of all, mix.
It seems like they would be on opposite couches.
You yeah. think.
Why doesn't she check her girl?
That whole clip is just like 3-4 different fights. Because remember, Brittany and Estelita didn't like each other either.
Right, not
the whole
at all.
Music thing. So they're sitting real close to each other. And then it's just like, yeah, I just see everybody else coming out to fight too, though.
I don't know. I just feel like Young Jock Salon will be the next messy place where you get all your tea. You know what I mean? Mm. You know, Sierra's shop was it. Now it's Young Jock shop.
Well, Sierra might need to move into Young Jock shop because she can't trust none of her employees.
At all. And then it's like, what type of business is she getting? Like, she ain't ever at work. She on dates with BK and still trying to fight for Shooter and his family.
Do y'all
so
see
like,
Sierra coming back next season?
I do.
You see her coming back?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what her storyline would be.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out, too.
Because I don't think Shooter's coming back. We don't need Shooter anymore. Shooter, I feel like her he needs love. To get his family. We don't really need BK either, though.
I don't like BK. Ever since BK. He was calling her the B word, I'm not with that.
I feel like they're going to bring back Keely. I feel like we're going to see more BK. For whatever reason, I feel like that whole crew is coming right on back. I'm predicting we might see a little bit more of KK next season as well. Because
okay, yeah,
I feel like
Scratch
her son will be out. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
Ooh, y'all think Tommy and Scrap gonna get back together?
I don't know. I feel like that could be something on the table.
No.
But listen, it looks like she got her a new man with this well,
young
kid.
Guy.
And you know the girl that Tiara, she came and checked. Her about it, like y'all not messing around.
I feel
anymore,
like we're gonna see more of Tiara as well. So, you know, you guys, we got a lot to look forward to, particularly with next week being the reunion. So, you guys got to come right back here and join us next week at the same time, same channel. Y'all know exactly what to do. We want to see all of y'all comments. We want to see y'all sharing these videos, liking it. And, you know, following us on social media. So, speaking of that, tell us where we can find you guys.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at @theonly_KaylaRenee.
And you can find me on Instagram at Conversation Piece, like a piece of cake, or Twitter, Miss M-I-S-S Combo P-I-E-C-E.
And everybody loves cake.
Hey!
You guys can follow me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook. And you guys can see us next week right here. Same time, same channel. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.